RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome to the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD with me, Rob Abel, Dr. Rob Abel. We're going to discuss what we forget when we walk out of a room and have to come back through that same doorway in order to remember. Rather interesting, isn't it? It happens to almost everybody. The University of Notre Dame did a study in 2012. They found that if people walk through a doorway, they forgot the object they were going for. Whereas if they walked around the room 4 or 5 times, they did not forget what they wanted to find. For instance, your keys. It's something we all happens to all of us. But what the researchers did not realize, that the eye is the issue in that forgetting. The eye is the avenue to your memory. The real explanation is that when you think of the idea and you're looking straight ahead, you have a visual panorama in front of you that your unconscious mind takes in, and you attach the idea like a JPEG. And when you walk into another room and change the scenery, you drop the attachment. So what happens is you walk back, and all of a sudden you remember. So the moral of the story is, you have to talk to yourself in your mind. You have to do something like clench a fist or clench your jaw. Yes, clenching a fist and clenching a jaw help you remember. Or you just say it again to yourself, I need to get my keys. That's why we seniors have to write things down. It's another way of remembering. And even people who talk to themselves, it is helpful. But at least you know the reason this happens is not cognitive decline. It's due to the fact that you have two brains going at one time. And in a sense, you have two types of vision going at one time. The eye is intimately related to the brain. The retina is an extension of the brain into the orbit, into the eye. So what happens is, when you control what you're looking at using the macula, which is the center of the retina, and all those cones with the color vision and fine discrimination, you can look at an object and your conscious self is making an attempt to identify it. But simultaneously, the periphery of the retina is feeding information to your unconscious brain, so to speak. So you're getting other information. For an example, if you're driving down the street and a dog runs in front of your car and you stop in time, it wasn't because you thought about it consciously. It was because that other brain, so to speak, was working. So we have this combination of conscious and unconscious mind. Well, vision is certainly not an eye chart, even though we rely heavily on it as a benchmark. Vision consists of near, far, tracking, peripheral, visual imagery, accommodation, eye-hand coordination, color vision, etc. There's so many different components, and therefore we need to recognize it's more than just the eye chart when you get an eye exam, or I give an eye exam for that matter. So remembering the keys and forgetting the keys is just an introduction to the fact that the eye and brain are intimately connected. You may not know that memory is 95% visual. If I ask you to remember your fifth grade teacher, you tend not to hear her, unless she was yelling at you a lot. You tend to have a visual image. So we sort of layer these down in the hippocampus. 40% of the brain is devoted division function. 100 times as many fibers go from the optic nerve, from the back of the eye, from each optic nerve, to the brain, than from the ear to the brain. So it's no wonder that more people are visual learners than auditory learners. And then there's also a side item, and that is there is a dominant eye in most people. Some people don't have a dominant eye, and they make excellent baseball players because they can track the pitch a little better or catch in center field. But most people have a dominant eye. And so if you had to have surgery on one eye versus the other, you want to pick your non-dominant eye because for most of the time, you forget about it, except when it comes to depth perception. In fact, if somebody has a problem like a cataract in one eye, they see well with the dominant eye. But what they don't see is walking down steps or off a curb. Coming back to the concept, the eye and brain are connected. Ophthalmology has the ability with some new software to identify Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, even depression through the eye. Even though we don't see the SAD syndrome through the eye, that's the winter depression syndrome, we know that it happens because there's a specific receptor in the eye that goes to the pineal gland that makes melatonin and helps sleep and helps mood. All of these things, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, depression, SAD syndrome, can be remedied to a certain degree by vitamin D. Getting a vitamin D level is important for you to know as a prevention for many of these things. There's some breaking news about Alzheimer's. A neurosurgeon in Chicago has found that the same tau amyloid proteins, those disfigured proteins, are present in the retina as well as the brain, and can be identified by a new OCT scan. That's an optical computerized tomogram. So instead of a CAT scan or an MRI, it's a laser light illumination of all the layers of the retina. It can identify abnormalities of blood vessels and these proteins. Curcumin, turmeric, a frequent Indian herb, has been found to stop it and perhaps help reverse some of those proteins. So if you have family members with cognitive decline, they should have turmeric or curcumin with one meal a day like their dinner. Ophthalmology is high technology and low technology. We have retinal implants, we have chips, we have artificial corneas, but we also have nutrition. We also have basic things that help our vision. We can tell at the end of the day, if we're alert and we see well, that we have done a good job with what we consume and what we exercise. So, interestingly enough, both the eye and brain require the same vitamins, which are featured in the Eye Care Revolution. The Eye Care Revolution is in its third edition and has all of this kind of information in it for the public, because it's so important for people to be their own medical examiner, their own medical detective. Who cares more about your body than you, and me, for that matter? And the moral of the story is, use the right supplements, use the right logic, pay attention to symptoms, know that you can be important. Know that you can even advise your family members, especially children and seniors who may not think about these things, but you podcast listeners can do something to be of value to all these people and say, pay attention and look at what nutrition, what prevention, and have an eye exam every few years. Thank you.